Yes, sir. Please come forward. Please state your name for the record.
Terry Ellsworth.
Mr. Ellsworth, you're here representing...
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And what is your office address, Mr. Ellsworth?
3425 Miriam Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota, 58501.
Mr. Ellsworth, as you're well aware, having done this previously, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I'm required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In other words, generally speaking, a lie. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Ellsworth, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Dear Commissioners, my name's Terry Ellsworth. I'm a fish and wildlife biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Bismarck. Our office is providing technical assistance to Minnesota Power on the proposed Bison One wind power project in Morton and Oliver counties. The United States Congress has directed the Fish and Wildlife Service to administer a number of environmental laws and regulations to protect the nation's fish and wildlife resources, such as the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, and the National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act of 1997. The Fish and Wildlife Service supports the responsible development of renewable, sustainable energy resources, including wind energy. However, wind energy developments may present threats to wildlife and their habitats. In general, the wildlife resources and issues that warrant consideration during project planning include migratory birds and bats, potential for habitat fragmentation, collision, and electrocutions, federal land interests, wetland, prairie, and woodland habitats, threatened and endangered species, and monitoring research and assessment. The Fish and Wildlife Service sent a letter dated May 4, 2009 to Minnesota Power that included recommendations that, if incorporated into their wind energy project, could help to avoid, reduce, and mitigate potential impacts to fish and wildlife resources that may be adversely affected by wind power development. Minnesota Power has adopted many of the 2003 interim wind turbine siting guidelines related to completing studies to assess and monitor wildlife impacts, site development recommendations, and turbine design and operation recommendations. However, these guidelines also include recommendations to conduct a potential impact index analysis on several potential sites within the wind resource area and a reference site prior to final site selection. The results of the potential impact index can then be used to assist in selecting a site that would avoid to the greatest extent practicable impacts to migratory birds. This project site was selected without the benefit of a PII analysis. The Fish and Wildlife Service encouraged Minnesota Power to develop a voluntary avian protection plan or avian and bat protection plan for their project. These plans are utility specific and designed to provide a structured way for a company to reduce avian mortality resulting from interactions with electric utility facilities, including wind turbines. The service is currently reviewing Minnesota Power's draft avian and bat protection plan. The Fish and Wildlife Service is concerned with wind power development in North Dakota due to the potential impact to endangered whooping cranes as they migrate through our state. There is a risk of direct mortality from collision with turbines and transmission lines, as well as indirect impact from loss or avoidance of suitable migration stopover habitat. To reduce the collision risk to whooping cranes, Minnesota Power is committed to burying all collector lines from the turbines to the substation and marking all new overhead lines and an equal amount of existing power lines with bird flight diverters. In addition, they have committed to providing at least $50,000 towards whooping crane conservation and habitat enhancement efforts in North Dakota to offset potential habitat avoidance impacts. Minnesota Power is participating along with a number of other wind energy companies in the development of a whooping crane habitat conservation plan. However, until a habitat conservation plan is completed and an incidental take permit for this project is issued, Minnesota Power has no protection under the Endangered Species Act if their project results in the take of a threatened or endangered species. Minnesota Power will conduct 1 year post-construction bird and bat fatality monitoring, and the results of the study will be shared with the service. Minnesota Power will also monitor wildlife incidents and report to the Fish and Wildlife Service on the level of mortalities that are observed at the project sites during the operation of the wind farm. The Fish and Wildlife Service appreciates Minnesota Power's willingness to work with us to avoid, minimize, and mitigate for potential wildlife impacts that may result from construction and operation of their Bison One wind project. Thank you for the opportunity to provide comments on the Minnesota Power Bison One wind power project.
Questions, Mr. Moeller?
None, Your Honor.
Questions, Ms. Bendish?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean?
I'm wondering if we could get a copy of that.
Yes, I want to submit this for the record.
Oh, please do.
Thanks.
For the record, I am marking Mr. Ellsworth's statement as Exhibit 4. Mr. Moeller?
No objection, Your Honor.
Ms. Bendish?
No objection.
All right. Questions from the commission? Any questions from the commission?
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Koch, or Commissioner Koch.
Yeah, just make sure I understand this.
Yes.
Right
now, they're working with the industry group, as Mr. Atkinson mentioned, to develop a regional habitat conservation plan that would cover wind turbine projects from North Dakota all the way to Texas. It's a large project. It's going to take some time to get going and to complete. And our concern, and we've expressed it to the company, is that if they go forward with their project before that effort is complete and they have a permit, if it happened that there was take of migratory birds, they would not be covered under the endangered species. They would not be have coverage under the Endangered Species Act.
Do you have a timeline when that study will be completed?
We're looking at, I think, 2011. In August is what their projection is. That may or may not be the end date for it. It's a large effort with a lot of stakeholders.
So what could be done to assist that project? I mean, is the resource constrained, or there's not enough dollars for you folks to do what you need to do? Is there timing for studies? Because this affects, you know, not only this project, there's also other projects that are tied to this, as you well know.
Yes, it does, Commissioner. The wind industry received a grant for $1.5 million to complete this study. So the money is there. They're having some problems because Oklahoma was the only state. The Section 6 grant money has to come through a state. So the state applies to the Fish and Wildlife Service. We give the grant money to the state, and then the state disperses it. Oklahoma was the only state that was willing to be the party that would apply for the grant, and there's some issue right now with trying to get that money out to the industry folks. But they're moving along and proceeding with trying to put together this habitat conservation plan.
Sure. And then the question I asked earlier about your office in Denver, how far east does your jurisdiction go?
Our regional office is Region 6, and it includes North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. So those are the states that are included in Region 6. Minnesota is in Region 3.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions from the commission? Follow up, Mr. Moeller?
None, Your Honor.
follow-up, Ms. Bendish?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ellsworth.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to submit my testimony.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to the commission, to testify to the commission concerning this application? Anyone else who has any testimony to offer? If not, we'll conclude with the commissioner's comments. Commissioner Kramer.
Just thank you. Very well prepared, well done, and appreciate that.
Commissioner Clark.
Just thank you for a good hearing. Look forward to the late filed exhibits and being able to pull together a decision sometime soon.
Commissioner Koch.
Same thing, I just appreciate the thoroughness before, and you know, I worked together before makes things go along very smoothly. And keep doing more projects in North Dakota. We would like to maybe do all that Minnesota stuff this way.
The hearing is closed.